a extremely precious and rare commodity, silver, is being consumed like it's going out of style. Nobody wants a world without silver, without readily available cheap silver. So they're going to keep rigging it to the very last days. And I think that's where we are, the very last days.
Hey, friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, that was Bix Weir, and as the usurper-in-chief proposes a new $7.3 trillion budget sure to squeeze you and your family into absolute poverty, JP Morgan has been required to pay $348 million in fines over trade reporting shortcomings. That's in addition to another $250 million in civil money penalties. And the hits just keep coming from this criminal bank that refuses to relent its brutal, endless attack against physical silver and gold. Lots to talk about in this one, friends. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up. Your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, I got to tell you, I just returned from Mexico, and I really do love the country. I love the people. And what I really love most is not a single chemtrail, not one single chemtrail while we were there, and clean food, because there are no GMO foods in Mexico, and precious little 5G. But that's not the point of this call. Now that I'm back in the States and back to reality, guys, you've seen the U.S. debt clock, right? $34.5 trillion and counting. It only gets worse from there. But let me remind you how we all got here. If you don't recall, and if you don't have the evidence to share with your friends, neighbors, and colleagues, head on over to Twitter or X and check out the Real Robert account. He's been documenting the fact that the elections all over the country were stolen in 2020. In fact, 25% of all 2020 mail-in ballots confirmed to have no signature match, just in Maricopa County alone. I wanted to scroll down and share one more blurb with you from Real Robert's account. Right here, this, just in Michigan alone, 17,327 dead with obituaries voted, 100,000 ballot applications falsified, 3 hours after polls closed, mules loading backups, 83 counties failed to certify Dominion machines. And you guys might remember Ruby Freeman, that whole thing that went down during the election night when the water pipes burst and they said they'd stopped counting and then boxes of ballots were pulled out from under tables. Well, that woman was given a Medal of Freedom from Puppet Joe, the same Puppet Joe who's going to increase this national debt. Are you ready for this, slaves? Are you ready for this? Biden wants to hike taxes by $7 trillion. If Democrats win the trifecta with a clean sweep of the Senate, House, and White House in November via fraud, that's probably how that would happen, taxes would rise by $7 trillion over 10 years. Do not comply as it pertains to this overt tyranny. I'm so glad to welcome back to the show my longtime friend, Bix Weir. We're going to talk about silver, gold, a little bit of Bitcoin today, and of course, the reality of JP Morgan's crimes. Bix, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Things are getting very exciting out there.
Well, you know, you sent out a blurb the other day that got me excited about silver. And frankly, I've been wondering, since Bitcoin has been unleashed and has been on a tear this year alone, it makes me wonder if the powers that ought not be are going to have to release some of the restraints they have on gold and the silver market, just so it doesn't look as overtly ridiculous Bix. I mean, silver at $25. Anyway, you sent out a blurb the other day. India announced they've imported 76 million ounces of physical silver in the month of February alone. We've got to be reaching the point of game over.
Yeah. With India, it's really interesting because they just started last year an actual silver exchange where people can go in and buy silver on an exchange and take it home with them. It's called the IIBX. And they the country set up a discount on tariffs if the IIBX imports silver from the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, which is interesting because there's a breakdown of how much silver going into India is coming from the UAE. And it was half. It was half last month. And this thing is, I looked at it already. They're already done the first 2 weeks in March. They've done about 7 million ounces that are literally, it's like a real exchange for silver for the first time. And I think China's doing the exact same thing. The only people who are really behind the ball or trying to hold on to the market rigging is the United States and the Western countries. And I mean, I just looked through all the banks that have been busted for rigging the silver market. I came up with about 18 to 20 of the banks, big banks, you know their names, JP Morgan, Citibank, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, Goldman, B of A, HSBC, Bank of Nova Scotia, Barclays. It is insane. They were all caught rigging the silver market, and they were caught having discussions with each other, which is RICO charges. It should have been RICO charges. It's really shocking to me that JP Morgan just got nailed with violations of the deferred prosecution agreement. Now, this hasn't been done by the DOJ yet, but by the OCC and the Federal Reserve, they list out charges against JP Morgan and fines that JP Morgan has agreed to that are in clear violation of the Department of Justice's deferred prosecution agreement, you know, the $920 million rigging fine that they paid in 2020. So, yeah, something very, very big is going down in silver. I think it is the Achilles heel of the banking cabal. And this is all happening literally in the next 6 days.
You sent me some of these links. JP Morgan hit with $348 million fine over trade reporting shortcomings. Probably a lot of naked shorts that they omitted. OCC assesses $250 million civil money penalty against JP Morgan Chase Bank over bank's trade surveillance program. What in the world is that? Bix could probably explain. But what still trips me out is in a world where, and Bitcoin is tanking today, it's down to 63,000 after some weird malfeasance going on one specific exchange in which a whale dumped some 400 Bitcoin in a few hours overnight, low liquidity, tanked the entire price. It makes you wonder what's possible in the future with so many billionaires holding so much Bitcoin, BlackRock specifically. But 100,000 physical silver ounces, guys, for $25 each. Bix, do I have the math right? Let's think about this. How hard is it to put together an order of 100,000 ounces of physical silver, which would only cost a buyer $2.5 million, roughly? $2.5 million buys 100,000 ounces of silver? Are we starting to see the problem here, guys? $25 silver in the year 2024 is half the price it was in 1984. It's unbelievable, Bix. It's unbelievable. They've got to let this thing go at some point because it's so obvious to the world how manipulated it is.
Well, I think if we go back to the, is there a way to get those documents I sent up on the screen?
You bet. Hold on. Which one do you want?
I'd like all four of them, but the first one, JP Morgan hit with a fine. We could start there. If you look at the language in that news post, that exact same language is what the Department of Justice put in the deferred prosecution agreement for JP Morgan Chase when they busted them in 2020 for rigging the silver market from, it was like 2008 to 2014. Now that prosecution agreement has since been, it was for 3 years. So in 2023 on September 25th, it expired And if you look at the fourth document I sent you, which has the preferred prosecutor agreement, and the link is at the bottom. If you go to the bottom there and click on the link for the deferred prosecution agreement, which basically spells out everything they did wrong, the banks they colluded with, and things like that, all the way down to the bottom. What that does right there, the first one, what that does, it gives them a 6-month grace period after the deferred prosecution agreement has expired. So as of September 25th, the prosecution agreement expired. And if you go to page number 18 of that document, it talks about what happens if they breach the agreement. So 6 months after it ended brings us to March 25th. Is that page 18, number 23 at the top?
Oh, 18. I'm on 19. Okay, here we go.
There you go, 23 at the top. Sorry, it says, the fraud section of the office further agrees that if the company and in the related entities fully comply with their obligations under this agreement, the fraud section and the office will not continue this criminal prosecution against the company described in paragraph 1. 6 months after the agreement's expiration, which brings us to March 25th, the fraud section and the office shall seek dismissal with prejudice of the criminal information filed against the company described in paragraph 1 and agree to not to file charges if the company against the company based on the conduct in this agreement and statement of facts. And here's the key line. If, however, the fraud section and office determine 6 months after the 6-month period that the company or related entities breached the agreement during the term, as described in paragraph 24, the fraud section and the office's ability to extend the term, as described in paragraph 3, or to pursue other remedies, including those described in 24 and 27. Now, what would constitute a breach of agreement? Here, there's a few things, and it is so extremely interesting. On number 24, one of the things is the company or related entities provide in connection with this agreement deliberately false, incomplete, or misleading information. That is exactly what Ted Butler has shown, that JP Morgan is double counting its inventories of silver in SLV and at the COMEX. That would violate the terms of this agreement. But the bigger one is D. And D says the company and its related entities fail to implement a compliance program as set forth in paragraphs 19 and 20 of this agreement. That is exactly what they just fined them a massive fine for on the 14th of March. Now, here's my theory. I do believe there are good guys behind the scenes. The entire suit against JP Morgan would never have happened if anybody other than Trump was in the Oval Office. It happened then, and it is ongoing now. Now, it looks like JP Morgan, just 10 days before they had their get out of jail free card, is going to be busted by the DOJ again. They have to make one of two decisions by March 25th. Number one, they let him go scot-free, saying, yeah, you fulfilled everything you said. Or number two, the case is back open. They lied, they cheated, they stole. And oh, by the way, the Federal Reserve was part of that original statement that said they were not in compliance. So it's the Federal Reserve and the OCC, the Office of Comptroller of Currencies, are both saying they did not comply with the deferred maintenance or deferred prosecution agreement. Because this is a RICO charge originally, they can go back to the RICO charge. They can go back and say, yes, JP Morgan, you colluded with other banks to rig the gold, silver, and treasury markets. The fine for that, the fine for RICO charges in the USA, the maximum fine is 3 times what you stole in your crimes. We know that JP Morgan took out about 1.2 billion ounces of physical silver from the markets as they were shorting the COMEX. So they would owe 3.6 billion ounces of silver back to the United States government for the RICO charges. We're going to find out literally on the 25th whether or not the Department of Justice either lets them go free or puts the handcuffs on them again and reopens the case. I think they're going to reopen the case.
Do you? When our government is so captured and the DOJ has been so weaponized against patriots, you know, it's just hard to believe that anything would come of this. But you think it could, huh?
We'll know in like 6 days. The key is of this, everything in that deferred prosecution agreement doesn't say the DOJ decides. It's a specific office within the Department of Justice. It's the fraud section. And the fraud section, I believe this, the good guys are still in charge of this. They let it go on so that the rigging of Silver go on so that JP Morgan would be caught again. And don't forget, JP Morgan is the largest bank derivative holder on the planet, $54 trillion in derivatives. So here's how this plays out on the road to Ruta. I do believe there are good guys behind the scenes going to take out the bad guys before the next election, if we have one. They want it to collapse on Biden's watch. This is the way to do it. You take down JP Morgan, you take down the entire global derivative bubble. There'll be no more checking accounts, no more savings accounts, no more exchanges. It would be extremely ugly to take down JP Morgan, but it is a cleansing of the system. And that's the only way we get onto a new monetary system. And what the Road to Ruta document said that I found back in 2007 that were written in the early 1980s is that they are going to destroy the old system by blowing it up, by printing as much money as possible, building your roads, your bridges, your apartment buildings, your skyscrapers, then pull the plug and go back to a gold and silver standard. That was always the plan, and no generation has had the balls to do it. I think we're there. I think the people have seen just how bad it could get. And when they pull this, push the button, most people will be happy because it would instantly erase all debt. And most people, that's the biggest problem they have is debt. But there are those who played by the rules and have pretty good checking accounts and savings accounts and stock portfolios that will be losers. And that comes down to when we do allocate the new money after the system implodes, who's going to get what? And we've talked about this before. Alan Greenspan's plan was to allocate the new money, the gold money, according to Social Security balances, because, gives more to the people who work the most to put it in. That's why they cap Social Security. That's why no one's allowed to touch it. It is so important. When the fiat monetary system goes away, that will be how the U.S. allocates money to its people. Everybody gets a base amount of gold, and then they allocate gold and silver coins to the people that they can walk around with. This is all in the Fed documents from the Road to Ruta. And I think this is a huge part of that. The taking down of the largest, most criminal bank, and this will take down the pedal rings too, because those are all run out of JP Morgan as well. So I'm excited about it. 6 days, we'll know what the DOJ does. I don't expect them to approve it. They can do a few things. They can extend it, things like that. But I don't expect them to approve it with this announcement by the Fed and the OCC just days before it was about to expire. I see chaos in the second quarter, third quarter. Maybe they might get a handle back on it. And then fourth quarter, it's over and everything collapses. So that's where I am right now.
Okay. Well, let's explore this just a little further. Before we do, I just want to point out this headline, guys. JP Morgan Chase agrees to pay $920 million in connection with schemes, okay, conspiracies, schemes to defraud precious metals investors and U.S. Treasury investors. That's what I would say. So for those of you who have been nursing their wounds because you've not been rightly rewarded for your prescience getting into physical precious metals, which should be the canary in the coal mine, given all the printing that's going on globally, but isn't because of this manipulation, you have been injured. You have been destroyed by this company, JP Morgan. Your investments have been destroyed by this company. And it's absolutely beyond the pale, fascist and tyrannical. But to add injury to insult amidst all this debt, this new budget, $7.3 trillion budget from Peto Joe, well, he's quietly pledging to let the Trump tax cuts expire. Sending jobs and companies overseas with higher business taxes than China. Global tax surrender allows foreign governments to take American tax dollars. Biden's proposal to raise the top tax rate to 39.6% will go after small business owners who pay their business taxes via their individual tax return, despite his pledge not to raise taxes on small businesses, a tax on wealth you haven't even earned yet. Only from the despots of hell could such a plan be hatched. Higher prices for energy bills and an energy insecure America. So the opposite of MAGA, let's put America last, and an IRS that would terrify Godzilla. So amidst all of the crimes of the Biden administration, who are the white hats that could possibly rein in J.P. Morgan? Because clearly this administration, I don't think, is willing to do so, Bix.
I mean, it might be our last and final hope if J.P. Morgan's deferred prosecution agreement is thrown out. They're on the hook for RICO charges, which is racketeering. All those banks I listed before, they have all the emails going back and forth and the Snapchats going back and forth. Hey, we're gonna rig this silver market at 2 o'clock on this day. Nice job. All that. They have that. If you read the deferred prosecution agreement, 87 pages of it, it shows traders from different banks within the company, outside the company, colluding to rig the silver and gold market. You take out JP Morgan, you take out every bank on the planet. They are the largest. They are the most connected to everybody in derivatives. And I know people say, well, I have my money in like a money market fund, or I have my money in a different kind of bank. I don't bank with JP Morgan, so it doesn't affect me. It affects everybody. All these banks are interconnected. So you take out JP Morgan, you take out the top 10 banks that are counterparties to JP Morgan, every bank, every broker's house, every mutual fund, every local mom-pa credit union, all destroyed in a blink of an eye. And that's what we're headed for. And truthfully, that's the only thing we can do to end this game. The bad guys took all the money. They have vast quantities of fiat money that they use to control and manipulate us. And we hand vast amounts to the government in our taxes. We need to stop doing that for sure. Or at the minimum, file an extension so that because we'll know by October 15th when the extension for paying taxes, we'll know whether or not the system's going to fall apart. And I'm a big advocate of not paying your taxes. But at the same time, I also know that the IRS is weaponized. So if you can pay them, pay them. If you can't, try to delay it and see what happens between now and the extension.
Yeah, and we've done some research in this area and had some experts on. Unless you reside in the District of Columbia and or work for the federal government directly, you are not legally obligated under the letter of the law to pay a federal income tax. You guys can all explore that on your own.
The big problem there is the IRS doesn't follow laws. They don't give a shit. If they want to take you out, they'll take you out. The law be damned. Although I agree, and I've gone down that path too, and cryptos obviously are not taxable either because there's no law. But at the end of the day, if you don't pay your taxes, the criminality of the system really shines in the IRS, and people have tried to fight the IRS forever, even though they have the law on their side. And most of the time the IRS doesn't give a shit about the law. They'll take you down when they want you to take you down. And we see the law being abused. You know, look at what's happening to Trump right now. It's just so ridiculous. Who would believe in the system and who would pay into it unless they knock on your door? But the IRS has now got a police squad that'll knock down your door. And we're really getting to that, you know, the blood of patriots saying from Thomas Jefferson, you know, we have to defend our liberty. And it might be, you know, the tyrants, I forgot how the quote goes, but we might see the blood of patriots out there to defend our liberty. You must be armed going into what I think is going to be a very tumultuous time in the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that buoys my spirit is people are waking up, especially young people. Young people are absolutely outraged at the level of taxation, at the level of inflation, at the level of malfeasance by a criminal government pretending to be our government. It's actually a corporate government, and people are waking up in droves. So I do think this entire apparatus will collapse under its own weight. The debt alone guarantees that. A $7.3 trillion budget? I mean, are you kidding me? This is an absolute 100% looting. Meanwhile, MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor acquiring another 9,245 Bitcoin with debt. He issues debt. Get this, guys. I think about 0.85, about 85 basis points is the interest he's paying to borrow this money to buy all of this Bitcoin. And it's really an amazing story. He's leveraged his company's balance sheet, much like a hedge fund. And his sole focus is Bitcoin. But here's the thing. I'll scroll back up. Let's get Bix's thought on this. So a fat finger trade, you might say, or more rightly, I would say manipulation overnight, caused the Bitcoin price to tank around $6,000-$7,000 on one exchange specifically. It flash crashed to about $9,000 USD for one Bitcoin. Now, I don't think anybody could buy it that cheap, but that was the flash crash. And it begs the question, Bix, if because of all these ETFs, the inflows now are eating up some 8,000 to 9,000 Bitcoin a day in some cases, with the daily supply from miners only being 900 Bitcoin, right? So demand just in this country alone is more than 10 times the daily supply. And by the way, that daily supply gets halved in April. How is it possible that the upside of Bitcoin is not going up as fast as these flash crashes? And if this was caused by just 400 Bitcoin, it really begs the question, if the powers that ought not be wanted to, or when they decide to really, really hammer Bitcoin, it seems like they'll be able to. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. But look, Bitcoin is not freely traded. It never has been, nor has the stock market, the bond market, or any silver gold markets. Bitcoin has massive amount of market manipulation in high frequency trading. A company called Virtu Financial is one of the participants behind the scenes in all these Bitcoin ETFs. Virtu Financial, run by Vinny Viola, is the number one market rigging entity on the planet on every single exchange. Yes, you can click a mouse on any exchange and put the price of silver to zero, put the price of Bitcoin to zero, and then they'll shut it down. The Bitcoin ETFs will prove, just like the silver ETF, it's a manipulation tool of the riggers. JP Morgan owns or is the custodian for some of these Bitcoin ETFs, which is the most insane thing ever. The most criminal institution on the planet. People are actually buying Bitcoin in an ETF and giving it to JP Morgan. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So all you people who say, oh, the Bitcoin ETFs are the greatest thing, you better check yourself at the door, because, hey, what happens if JP Morgan, a bank, a federally regulated bank, the FDIC insured, what happens if they go belly up? They have to sell every asset they have on their hands. They're going to be selling massive amounts of gold. They'll be selling massive amounts of Bitcoin because they own it. They have it. They control it. They probably don't own it, but in ways they do. And then, oh, by the way, they're going to want to crash everybody with them. That's the key to this banking cabal. They want it so that they are so integrated into our lives that they are too big to fail, meaning that if they fail, everything fails. And they have done it in cryptos now. I was screaming, this is the worst thing that can happen to cryptos. And now we're going to see why. When the banks collapse, everybody's going to try to sell everything. The exchanges won't even be open because the banks have collapsed. It's going to be just really, really ugly chaos. And if you're worried about the price of gold, if you're worried about the price of silver, you're worried about the price of cryptos, you're thinking about it really wrong. You need to think of those assets, that standalone assets that will survive what is coming, the zeroing out of everything through the collapse of the derivative market. There is no other way to think about it. If you worry about price, you are going to lose. If you worry about your checking account, your savings account, your stock investments, your whatever you have that you don't control, you are going to lose. And it's going to be a good thing. And I sound a little like Klaus Schwab in that area, but the reality is the bad guys own probably 99% of everything on the planet related to the fiat scheme. So it will be a good thing in that we can start fresh. That's the only way to get rid of these people. Otherwise, we're screwed.
Well, this from William Middlecoop. You know, I've had him on the show at least once before. He writes, a few traders, the usual suspects on Wall Street, try to keep the silver price from breaking out by selling lots of paper silver futures. Same for gold and platinum. We'll look at this chart. And again, I know we're a broken record on this channel. Bix and I have been talking about the silver market, the gold market, and the economy for more than 10 years, 15 years now at this point. Everything is hyperinflating. I mean, house prices, hyperinflating. Bitcoin, hyperinflating when priced in currencies all over the world, not just USD, but the Japanese yen, etc. Hitting all-time highs in currencies all over the planet. Why is it that gold and silver continue to be suppressed like this? What does it even matter? Is it because of the derivatives? That's why they have to cap the price, because they're so exposed via their shorts? Because it makes no sense when everybody knows inflation's here. So the canary in the coal mine, which should be gold and silver, what does it matter, Bix? I mean, why don't they relent a little bit on this shorting?
Well, it's fairly obvious over the last 170 years that they've been rigging the silver market. Nobody wants it. High silver prices. The manufacturers obviously don't want it. The solar power people don't want it. The green energy people don't want it. The consumers of electronics don't want it. People on their computer don't want it. People watching flat screen TVs don't want it. Well, you know, who wants to pay $2,000 for their, you know, 14-inch flat screen TV because their silver price has gone to the moon? You know, the vast majority of humanity doesn't want to face the reality that a extremely precious and rare commodity, silver, is being consumed like it's going out of style. Nobody wants a world without silver, without readily available cheap silver. So they're going to keep rigging it to the very last days. And I think that's where we are, the very last days. And then once that's done, we're going to have to figure out, how are we going to make iPhones without silver? How are we going to make solar panels without silver? Because whatever silver comes out of the ground is going to be instantly gobbled up by anybody who has the means to buy it. I mean, this has been going on for so long. And that's why I'm such a big advocate of getting physical silver in your own possession only. Because when silver is freely traded, freely priced, it'll go to its natural relationship with gold, for example. And the natural relationship with gold right now is about 1-to-1. There's about 6 billion ounces of gold in the world. There's about 6 billion ounces of silver. I think there's a lot more gold. I think it will be 1 to 10. So 10 ounces of gold will buy you 1 ounce of silver. That's how valuable and important silver is, and that's what they're protecting. Something like that happening would literally contribute to the destruction of the unbacked fiat monetary system that they're trying to hold together with glue and scotch tape.
Yeah. They are. It is being held together with glue and scotch tape because confidence in this con game has already been lost. But I want to ask you something, and it's a parable about a $5 million house. Okay. The parable of the $5 million house located in Florida. That in just 1 second. So amidst this invasion, that's what it is, open borders. And it's worse than an invasion. It's an assisted invasion, because Biden is actually flying these people in to the interior of the United States. Breaking: Interpol's most wanted fugitive makes it into the USA, cited and released. A Venezuelan national wanted by Interpol and one of the most wanted cartel members in Colombia was able to make it through Sleepy Peto Joe's border. Are you kidding me? Let me scroll down, guys. So here's the parable of the $5 million house. I really want Bix's thoughts on this. So the Dominican Republic has built a 12-foot tall border wall to protect them from gangs and crime, because Haiti has collapsed and now cannibal gangs are running loose. Seriously, that's not hyperbole. Cannibal gangs are running loose in Haiti. So Dominican Republic calls it a smart security fence with drones and cameras. They have watchtowers and night vision cameras. But what the heck is going on here in America? Now, here's the parable of the $5 million house, Bix. I just saw via Sotheby's a dream house by any standard. It started at $6 million. It's on the waterfront near Destin, Florida, a beautiful part of the state. It's on a waterway. It's got a pool. Maybe I'll find a picture. It started at $6 million a few months ago. They've lowered the price several hundred thousand dollars just about every month. Now they're asking $5 million. And the reason I bring it up is because this invasion is now probably starting to scare the hell out of anybody paying attention, because the Coast Guard just intercepted a boat carrying Haitian migrants. And aboard that vessel, was guns and drugs. Okay, what happens if cannibals start storming Florida, Bix? What's that going to do to property values in a state where you already can't get insurance against a hurricane in many areas?
Well, I wouldn't stop in just Florida. But yeah, I mean, that's another great reason to be armed. You're going to have to be armed. I know a lot of people are dead set against guns, but you're going to have to be armed to protect yourself and your family. You can't count on the government. As the banks fall apart, I mean, the police won't be paid. The military won't be paid. Everybody's going to go home and try to protect their families. This is a very dangerous time. We're you know, diving into head first. yeah, the border crossings are, I mean, the border is wide open, meaning the Democrats want to destroy the system. The bad guys want to destroy the system as much as the good guys want to destroy the system, because it gets rid of the problem. And the problem is massive debt. The problem is, you know, the bad guys want all the votes from everybody who thinks like them. And they think if they open the borders, they're going to get chaos in America, which is what they want. That's how you institute a socialist nation. And they're going to get more and more voters on their side. It's embarrassment that nobody's saying anything. I mean, the embarrassments fall up and down the range. We're about to have an election this year, and nothing was fixed in the voting system from the last time we voted for a president. Not one thing has been fixed. Why the hell hasn't anybody done it? Because all we're staring right at the face of chaos. And I hope everybody, you know, understands when they look at their retirement account balances that they're going to go to zero very fast as the chaos hits. And no, we won't know the price of cryptos. We won't know the price of gold and silver. We won't know the price of anything as the banks collapse, because there's nothing to value it in. So we're headed for something very unique in human history. We've never been on a global fiat monetary system. And clearly, we've never had a collapse of a global fiat monetary system. So this is going to hit everywhere. It's going to hit everywhere hard. Stay close to your local communities. Get yourself armed. Get people around you who you trust. Have bug out spots. We have to think all those crazy thoughts that the preppers have been thinking for, you know, 50 years. We got to think that today, because there is no way out of our messed up world other than destroying the entire monetary system and moving on to something else.
Yeah. And bringing those to justice who have committed treason and absolute treachery against their own nation and their own brethren, their own people, we the people. And I'll round out the conversation by reminding people of the legacy Bill and Hillary Clinton have left. Look no further than what's going on in Haiti. Okay. These people have destroyed Haiti, and now the locals are actually speaking out. I posted this at thephaser.com from the People's Voice. They do good work. And imagine my surprise as I was listening to the People's Voice report about that. I heard a familiar voice. We'll share that in just 1 second. But Clinton's secret pedophile and cannibal club in Haiti exposed by locals. Dr. Ariel Henry here on Twitter writes, "The Clintons are evil incarnate. They are eating our children." Now, guys, I know that sounds like a road too far. Maybe not for my listeners, but for the normies, for sure. But I'll remind you, well, I guess I won't even have to remind you now in my words. Here's what I was watching from the People's Voice. Here's the once great Wayne Madsen. I don't know what happened to Wayne. Is he still out there? Great reporter, a great truth journalist. Here's the tail end of what he was saying about their crimes, the Clinton crimes in Haiti. Then you'll hear a familiar voice.
And taking kids, and they were on their second trip to the Dominican Republic. And I think before they were arrested by the Haitian authorities.
It began with the shocking discovery that Hillary and Bill Clinton provided assistance to convicted child trafficker Laura Silsby, resulting in a reduced sentence for child traffic. Silsby was arrested at the Haitian border attempting to smuggle 33 children out of Haiti without documentation. Her sentence and charges were reduced after an intervention by Bill Clinton. In the aftermath of Silsby's arrest, her originally retained lawyer, Jorge Puello, was also arrested in connection with an international smuggling ring accused of trafficking women and minors from Central America. On January 29th, 2010, Silsby was arrested with 9 other American nationals attempting to steal 33 children from the country, most of whom were not even orphans and had families, according to some reports.
All right, I'll pause it there. According to some reports, we know what the truth is. It was Bill and Hillary Clinton that came to the aid of Laura Silsby because these people traffic in children. And frankly, they traffic in the souls of men. Bix, I'm coming back to you. Let's just round out the conversation, though, by hitting this hard, because you and I know the truth about 9/11. You and I know the truth about World Trade Center 7. You and I know the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. You and I know the truth about Laura Silsby, the Clintons, and Haiti. You and I know the truth that these people hate humanity enough that they're willing to do that to children in Haiti. So people would ask the question, are they so evil that they would do that to their own people? The answer is yes. Look no further than 9/11. The answer is yes. Look no further than the open border and 85,000 immigrant children missing under Joe Biden's watch. These people will stop at nothing to destroy our country and destroy our families. So part and parcel to this whole conversation today, Bix, is bringing these traitors and killers to justice. I just pray to God, it's got to happen. We need divine intervention. But if we can bring these people to justice in any way, shape or form, then we got a chance.
I agree 100%. And believe it or not, the freedom of silver is linked to the freedom of or the exposure of the criminal pedo cabal. And that's through J.P. Morgan Chase. That is the banker of many of these criminal pedo cabals. It was Jeffrey Epstein's only banker, and the board of directors is involved at J.P. Morgan. Jamie Dimon and all his senior execs, they all had nicknames from the girls that were abused by Epstein. They used to call him Jamie Demon. And yes, you take down the banking cabal. All these people run their security teams, they run their businesses through the free-flowing fiat monetary system. They are deeply involved with the banks, deeply involved with the government, and deeply involved with child trafficking everywhere. You take out the power of the fiat money, and then you can take out anybody you want. The fiat money stems, that's the origination of the ability for these people to hide what they're doing, to hire, put people in government that they want there. You take out the unbacked fiat money, and we can move on. And yes, I do believe there will be many people seeking justice when they find out the truth. And I think that's coming. I think it's coming before the election. So as we get closer and closer to some crazy thing called the election, I don't think there'll be any presidential debates. I don't think there'll be anything resembling a true election by then. I think the entire system will have crashed by then.
Yeah. Well, the whole election so far has been completely devoid of anything remotely close to normalcy so far this year, especially on the Democrat side, because there have been no debates. There was no debate. There was no debate allowed for Sleepy Joe. He didn't have to defend anything, his positions. He didn't have to have any challengers, no debates, no talking to RFK on TV. I mean, nothing at all. They just crowned this traitor again as being the new king. And if we get another fiefdom headed by that demon rat, it's game over. And by the way, I just want to part ways, guys, with reminding you who's really running the show in this country. Okay, so as it relates to Haiti, I remember this like it was yesterday after that devastating earthquake around, I think it was 2010. These clowns get on TV and do a telethon, and they raised tens of millions, I think hundreds of millions of dollars to assist the people of Haiti, and not one home got built. The money all got stolen. And so the moral of the story is, what they've done to Haiti, they're now doing to we the people. And who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the CIA. CIA, what are you talking about? These are presidents. Okay, this guy, Bill Clinton, he was made by Bush Sr. because of the drug running, the CIA drug running through MENA, Arkansas. Bill has a whole lot of body count numbers under his belt. He's a made man. This guy, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoro, a creation of the CIA. His birth certificate, come on, guys, we all know this. And this guy, Bush Jr., yes, the offspring of that very same director of the CIA, George Bush Sr., who then became president and talked about a new world order some 220 times in public speeches. CIA, CIA, CIA. Okay, that's what we're up against, friends. May God give us the shield of protection as we all stand up and fight for what is right in our families. Because at the end of the day, what choice do you have? They're going to kill you if you don't stand up and fight for justice. Bix, I'll give you the last word and remind people, too, how they find your great newsletter, please.
Sure. That shield of justice, make it a silver shield, because you'll do two things. One, you'll take down the silver cabal. All it takes is maybe a couple ounces per person in the United States to take these bastards down. Not a lot. It won't take much silver. And two, I think having silver in your own possession will be the number one best thing to have as far as transferring your wealth from the current system into the future system. Because the things that will disappear is anything you see on a computer, practically. Now, crypto is a different deal, obviously. You can keep the keys, your own private key in your own possession. That's as good as having silver and gold in your own possession. But I beg of you, everybody who's listening, get yourself some standalone assets. Don't look at the price, because price does not matter. Every single exchange is rigged. Think about how much you will be able to use this wealth in the future when the whole system falls apart and we try to put things back together. That's my spiel. Go to roadtoruta.com and sign up for our free newsletter if you're interested in what's going to happen at the JP Morgan level in the next 6 days when the DOJ has to rule. I think that's the number one thing the freedom lovers have to look forward to, is if the RICO charges come back to JP Morgan, and that would take care of everything. It's 55 trillion derivatives. So check it out. And God bless everybody.
Yeah, God bless you too, brother. Can you give me two more minutes? I had another thought. I want to share one last thing with you in the audience that really was an eye-opener for me the other day. And it's not what you're seeing right here, but I'll comment on this. The U.S. government is morally and fiscally bankrupt. The dollar is a weapon of war. The debt tsunami can't be stopped because the printing will never cease. I told my audience about Bitcoin at $355 in 2015 and about Solana at $20 last summer. Those who listened could well be millionaires now. Before I show you this last clip, which was a real eye-opener to me and it was an aha moment, let me ask you about the prices of Bitcoin moving forward, the manipulation we just talked about. I still think that Michael Saylor might be right, you know, graduated top 1% of his class. He's gone all in on Bitcoin. He calls it an apex predator asset. It is considered as property by the U.S. government. And the story is a powerful one because there will only ever be 21 million. That said, you and I both know it can be manipulated. It will be manipulated. It is being manipulated right now. I mean, I've cited that with the stats, right? Demand is outstripping supply 10 to 1, and yet the price moves down some days drastically. What do you see happening to this price in the next year with the halving? Do you see it going to 150, 200,000? Or worst case scenario, maybe Peter Schiff is right, and ultimately they'll tank it to zero because it is a threat to the system. Your thoughts, and then one last clip.
Peter Schiff is... I saw the debate he had. He has nothing about cryptos, nothing. but yeah, if the fiat system keeps going, yeah, Bitcoin is going to roll to 100,000, 500,000, million, 10 million, and keep going up as the fiat system continues to die. If it's a Band-Aid pull, nobody will know what Bitcoin's worth. Nobody will know what any of this is worth. That's what I believe is more likely to happen, because things just keep blowing up. It can't go blow up forever, but they've been saying that for over 100 years. The Fed documents out of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston that I've been studying for, I can't tell you how long, since 2007 when I found it, shows that there are people within the Fed working to take down the system and start a new gold and silver standard, a true and honest monetary system. So, that's where my bet is that the good guys will take out the bad guys. And we can kind of rejigger all asset values. And the reality is you won't have a banking checking account or savings account. Stocks is going to be really hard. We've talked about the CDCC and the DTCC and seed company and all that. Just get assets in your own possessions. You don't have to worry about all this shit. All you got to do is worry about a gun and protecting your friends and family after that.
All right, brother. Okay, last clip. And y'all know how the mainstream whore mockingbird media is taking out of context what Trump said in Michigan before a bunch of auto workers. And he said, if the Biden regime remains in power after the next election, it will be a bloodbath for the auto industry. That's what he was referring to. And the mainstream whore media is taking that out of context, saying that if he's not reelected, if he's not elected in 2024, there will be a bloodbath in the streets, like AKA civil war. And they take everything out of context because they only know how to gaslight and lie to the American people. In fact, that is what they do as CIA mockingbirds, which they all are. Let me just scroll up. This was a real aha moment for me because, of course, I got kicked off of YouTube, but this guy has been able to stay on YouTube and flourish with multiple YouTube channels and full monetization. His name is Tim Pool. Now, Some days he does pretty good work and he has on interesting guests. I really used to dislike him a lot. I've sort of come around. I'm like, whatever, as long as he's telling the truth, I'm cool with that. But here was the aha moment, guys. This is why he gets to stay on YouTube. Are you ready for this? A Zionist through and through.
Yeah, and for sure. But Israel is intentionally dragging us into this war. And also Israel has
I think you got Israel derangement syndrome.
Okay. Well,
I call it Israel-Palestine derangement.
Okay, then let me. Well, so first of all, Israel, this is on two separate. Do you know the story of Israel wiretapping the White House and blackmailing Bill Clinton?
No.
Okay, well, this is you can see this in the New York Post. There's been two independently written books on this.
Yeah, but do you know the story about the NSA wiretapping Angela Merkel?
No. Okay, sure. I'm just saying.
Like, you're look.
No, I'm giving you examples of Israel doesn't treat us like an ally. Israel ropes us into these things because they know we're going to back
Germany like an ally, which is the point.
No, I know, but
welcome to international espionage and warfare.
But if you're America first, why would you want to get exploited into this war in the Middle East that you care so little about?
Why are you trying to make me single on Israel when all of these other countries are doing equally or worse things?
Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Yemen.
Because it's not Egypt,
Hamas
doesn't have a lobbying wing in DC.
Yes, it does.
That captures all your politicians.
I don't want to say her name.
No, but Hamas does not.
Bix. What are your comments on that? I just find that absolutely astounding because you know of the butchery that's going on in Gaza. I mean, this doesn't have to be an anti-Israel rant, but I would wish that if me and my family, you know, were being butchered in an open air prison and 13,000 of my little children that we knew and families that we were friends with all died, I wish somebody would speak up for me. So I just think when somebody is unwilling to speak out at all against those atrocities, they're captured. I mean, maybe that explains why the man has had such good fortune on YouTube and with his podcast. Your thoughts as we part ways?
Yeah, I agree with you that, you know, there's 1,000 different fights I can get into and I choose the ones that I can make the most difference on. And for me, it's been cryptos and the silver takedown of the banking cabal type of thing. Not necessarily making money at it, but rather let's get back to truth and honesty in the United States. And so that includes, you know, what we allow our, you know, CIA, NSA, what we allow all these people to do. It's been bad for a long time. We're just finding out about it now more with the advent of the internet, but you know, this is humanity's lot in life. I mean, nobody trusts anybody and everybody lies, cheats and steals. And I don't think I want to live in that kind of world. So that's what I'm fighting for.
Yeah. And we don't have to live in that kind of world. I mean, just imagine your little tribe on a local level, guys. How did everything explode to this level of corruption? Well, the answer is an out of control federal government. But the good news is the federal government derives its power from we the people and the consent of the governed, which in most cases they no longer have. And it's time for a change. Our guest has been Bix Weir, a longtime friend of the show. Bix, thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Sean.
All right, guys, you can check out Bix's work at roadtoruta.com. I'll leave a link below. And I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for free at sgtreport.com, where we provide the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7, 365. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. May God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
When people are compromised, it helps their career. I know of a number of people that have been compromised, and it's really helped their career. When I wrote the Franklin scandal, I spent 7 years on it, but I did get to one of the blackmail photographers. And I was relatively new into the story and trying to understand this very, very dark universe. And I said, how does this work? And he said, it's like you're on a yacht, and it's a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful yacht, and you can have anything that you want on this yacht. But if you decide to get off the yacht, the people on the yacht are gonna make sure that you drown. So compromised politicians have zero incentive to get off the yacht.